October 28th at 1:00. Members of the board are present with Supervisor Cobb on speakerphone. Media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Item number 5, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Approval of the vouchers of the General Fund 52724 to 52767.
I'll move for approval.
We have those here, Gloria, so I'll second that.
Okay.
You have two. Is there one for Pitlick?
Is there? Well, then there might be one that's going to get pulled out. With the exception of number 52744, I'll second the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the October 7th, 2020 regular town board meeting.
I'll move for approval as read.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Treasurer's report.
There have not been any changes since the last meeting, so what we have on the regular account is $933,193.19, and in the ambulance, $422,288.57.
I'll move for approval of the treasurer's report.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Seeing none. Item number 10, discussion, possible action, set time, date, and location for the annual budget hearing, special town meeting of the electors. Gloria, I got Greg Harold here today with us to go over this.
All right, can I just make a comment?
You go right ahead.
Because I'm actually, I got a message. I'm not going to say from whom. And the fact that they think that the town or you know, even not knowing me that would do that, the message says, is it probable that the annual meeting will be the week of deer hunting, Thanksgiving, and if the history repeats itself, will be the day before Wednesday, Thanksgiving, all of this to prevent the voices of the people of LDS from being heard. And I just responded, no.
Well, that would be that would be 1 week, or...
What was the date that we had the... Do we have that? I got it on the calendar.
I think it's the week before. I don't have a calendar with
me. I'll go get it.
It may be the week before.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
I think perception in that comment, you know, by the individual that sent it to me.
Because today is the 28th. If we set the meeting date, we would have it noticed in the paper on the 2nd of November. So it has to be held 15 to 20 days from that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Yeah. So either like the 17th, 18th, or 19th, I think we could hold it.
We were shooting for the 19th, which is the week before Thanksgiving.
Okay, the 19th, which is the Thursday, the week before Thanksgiving week.
Okay.
As long as we get it posted tomorrow.
We would have to post it tomorrow.
Okay.
Or Tuesday.
You have to
it has to be in the paper.
Class 2.
I have to send it to the paper tomorrow.
Yeah.
So it gets in.
Yeah. It has to go to the paper tomorrow, so it's in Tuesday's paper.
Correct.
Okay.
I've got Greg here. So we can possibly go over our options of holding this meeting. The tribe has got their order in place of, you know, the maximum of 10 people allowed in, at one time in a gathering.
Yeah, what theirs is that there's no, like, public event, and this would be, I mean, like a public event.
It would be, in their eyes, it would be a public event.
Yeah, we just had a, there's a conversation, I just got off the phone on a council meeting, and there was some discussion regarding an event, what the casino does annually, and even that was, it was viewed as possibly promoting a public event. So that's kind of where the tribe's coming at. So.
Because they did deny their request for a waiver,
yep.
Correct? Yeah.
Yep, they did.
So I guess then our other two options, or that I can see, unless somebody else has some ideas, is one, hold the meeting at another location outside of the town, which we're allowed to statutorily or by law, and or try to hold some type of Zoom meeting. And I don't know, I guess I'll look to Greg right now.
Yeah,
for,
this is Greg Harrell. The response to Zoom meetings has not been good because of the technical difficulties, and it's critical that people that are at the meeting be able to hear each other at the meeting. And you have a problem if Zoom breaks down in the meeting, because suddenly you really can't go forward because people are being denied, who want to be there, are denied the opportunity to participate. So, you know, I've checked with the towns associations, and they're definitely not endorsing this. And so we've got a unique situation, somewhat of a unique situation here, in that you could probably do social distancing as long as you didn't have too many people in this room, but you can't gather more than 10 under the tribal order, and so you have a minimum of 5 with 3 board members, a treasurer, and a clerk. So we'd have to limit, which you can't do, we'd have to limit the number of people at the budget meeting, and the budget meeting is, by the way, a special town meeting under 60.12 of the statutes. And it is, as Nancy has mentioned, it is a meeting that you have to have a notice in the newspaper for, has to be a Class 2 notice, and it has to state the purpose of the meeting. So we have to get in there the fact that the levy is going to be included, and that. So the other statutory provision says for location, a special town meeting, which this is, may be held in the town or in any other town, village, or city in the same county or in an adjoining county. So you could have it in the Arborvitae Town Hall, which is the same county. Woodruff or Minocqua are both adjoining towns in different counties. But those are probably the three closest that you'd have to choose from. And I don't think it would be too much of a inconvenience for the electors in the town, since most of them probably travel to those towns on a relatively frequent basis anyway. So it's, to me, I think that's almost the only option that you have. But it's certainly an option that's permitted by the statutes, and I would just, that's my opinion on it.
Okay, I'd suggest let's just move forward and solicit Arborvitae to see if we could use their town hall.
Arborvitae, yeah, Arborvitae or Woodruff?
Which one Arborvitae is the most people? Has the most people?
Yeah, I think Arborvitae is a bigger venue.
Okay.
She wanted to say something.
Yeah, Gloria, did you want to say something?
No, I
okay.
Let's proceed.
I heard a bleep here.
Oh.
Okay.
Is it possible, if you do have it at any one of those other locations, to also do Zoom for, you know, so that you have both options, in-person or people who want to hear the proceedings or at least a call-in when you're reserving one of those town halls, can you ask if they also have that capability?
Yes, we need.
Because I think there are going to be some people who want to attend who won't even go to something with social distancing in a mail, but would still want to participate.
The only problem, the big thing with that is, in order to participate, it gets more difficult.
Well, yeah, and what you're getting into is the same problem that Greg said, is people being able to hear the technological aspects of it. If something kicks out, okay, now I'm not part of it. This way, I guess we're calling the meeting where the meeting is and where the time is.
Right, because same thing, if the individual that wants, if you make it available via Zoom, and then for some reason it malfunctions or something on that individual, you have a problem. And now you don't have a levy that you can adopt.
Yeah.
Also,
can I say something?
Yep, go ahead, Gloria.
The tribe's been doing Zoom for their tribal council meetings since COVID. Very rarely have they had something go wrong. They've had a mic issue, you know, on their end, but that was their equipment.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I guess one of my
the way Zoom would work is the internet. If we had sloppy internet access.
Well, and that's what I'm worried about. You know, if we have one problem with the meeting, it could be labeled as not valid, and with it being our budget hearing to adopt the levy, you know, I guess my feelings are I don't want to have any possibility of having a problem. I mean, we're in a time crunch as it is, and just the way the world is going right now.
And I understand that, but where I'm coming from and being in the situation that I am, I would want people, if they're able to, and if they have secure access, internet access for Zoom, and then if it's at Arborvitae, I'm sure they've got, you know, great internet, that they have at least be given options.
Well, I guess, you know, we can check with them, and if the option is there, but I don't know, would they necessarily be a voting member of that meeting?
That's another problem with voting. It's difficult to ascertain who the vote is coming from, I think. And so,
I don't mean to interject.
No, you go right ahead, because we can't see you, so you can pull off anything you want right now.
For the tribe, they use a tribal member request form that they sign and date. They send it into the operations on. They give their name, mailing address, email, and phone number, and that they'll be calling in. So when they call in, they're identified as, say, like I'm identified when I call in. I'm Gloria Kopp. They know that that's my phone number. So the verification is done ahead of time if they're wishing to call in.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, I guess could we possibly set the meeting, and if these things are able to get worked out, we can try to incorporate in them, but I guess not make it as part of the, what would be, you know, when it comes down to it, a motion or the actual setting of the meeting. If we can try to accommodate some of these people, you know, by all means we can try to do it, but not that we're tied to it, I guess is what I'm saying.
Right. Or at least that way they have a voice. Maybe they're not able to vote, but if they've got some concerns or suggestions.
Mail.
Jim?
Does the place have to be in the notice also, or just the date?
Yes.
The place.
Of course.
Place, date, and time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I participate in some Zoom meetings, and you have to be invited in, like she said, you have, so everybody ahead of time that wants to do Zoom, they're going to have to
register and then you have to put it on Zoom so they can come in, and you can't just say, I want to go. You have to be.
Yeah. I know that, you know, there are some problems with it. My son is doing the virtual learning at home, and there's times when his class is cut out on him. So, I mean, I can see where there could be, or they lag, depending on your internet capabilities.
Another suggestion is, if the budget will be out in the paper and stuff, if people have questions, why can't they email them? And then the questions get answered at the meeting, whether they're on Zoom or not. I don't know.
Sure.
Trying to think of some way that people can participate.
That could happen anytime. That doesn't have nothing to do with COVID.
Yeah.
There's nothing on...
No, but that's a certain, they could email questions.
Right, and they could be asked at the meeting.
And then I'd just give them to the chairman the night of the meeting, and he could read the question and...
Right.
Except they won't be able to vote. No follow-up either.
Well, they can't vote, no.
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 They have to be in present to vote.
Right.
Well, I would suggest that we go ahead and we'll publicize this. Put the date, put the place and the time. And I think we'll move forward, and if it is at all possible, we will do this. But as far as notifying people, do we put that in the actual listing in the paper to let them know that they got a registered to...
I wouldn't say that you would put it in the paper, because then they think it's a definite, and right. It's not going to be a definite. I don't know who would even set that up.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't want to commit to something that we don't know if we possibly can do.
You want to vote?
Yeah.
Sure, let's go back there.
Right in the middle. We'll take care of you. Well, then, I guess what we can be looking for here is some type of action to be taken that it be held at either Arborvita, Woodruff, or Minocqua. I can check with each of those three towns, preferably, I guess, Arborvita first because of size,
right,
and see if they'll allow us to hold our meeting there, and then try to accommodate the Zoom aspect of it if we can, and or, you know, we can put it on our website too. If you have questions of the budget, you know, please submit them to the clerk via email, and we'll try to answer them. I don't know what else, you know, what more we can do.
I don't think you should imply in your notice.
No, I'm not saying in the notice at all. Oh. The notice should be the notice of the meeting time and place, just the regular notice. But, you know, those are things that we can try to bring up outside of the notice in the paper, our official notice. Okay?
You said the purpose of the meeting also has to be in the notice? So is just the purpose to set the levy?
Set the levy.
That's the only item on the agenda?
Yes. It's the budget hearing.
It's just the budget hearing. It's not our annual.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Norm?
Yeah, one of the main attractors so far has been a discussion on the fire station. Are you still looking at having that on the annual agenda?
I don't know yet. With the way the COVID climate is now, I would say that this would be for our budget purposes. That will be a whole separate meeting that we'll have to hold at another time. This is strictly just for the budget and setting the levy.
Our main concern right now is we have a statutory responsibility to do a budget.
Yep.
So, yes, we are taking a bit of a chance here. I'm not real comfortable with it, but I'm just saying that is the only intent for this thing. This whole thing is we've got to fill that statutory responsibility.
You hear the vote?
Yeah.
So,
she's back there.
All right. Go ahead.
So, you got any other questions, Gloria?
No, I don't. Sorry, my burden's
terrible. That's Well, I guess then what I'd be looking for is a motion to set the time, date, and place of the annual budget meeting with the purpose to set the levy. The time and the date would be the 19th, correct?
Right.
The 19th of November, The time is whatever you guys might want to decide to do, and then the place would be either the Arborvita, Woodruff, or Minocqua Town Hall slash community buildings.
Matt?
Yes?
Is this also going to be at the annual meeting?
No, this is just the budget here.
Just the budget.
Just the budget here.
So the annual meeting will have to take place?
We'll have to try to get that into place. You know, the annual meeting, they're allowing towns to hold off on those. This is strictly just for the budget.
Gotcha.
All right, Rick can't mail your tax bills.
Okay. I'll make a motion in that order for November 19th. Do we usually do them at what time?
We've done them 10 in the morning, 11, 1, 2.
Let's do 10 a.m.
At the last meeting, was that a time not set up, the meeting last year?
I don't believe so, and with this year being that we're even out of the town, it carries over to the next year of what the time was, and I believe we were 10 a.m. last time.
So it'll be at 10 a.m., and the place is still yet to be determined. It'll be one of three, Arborvita, Woodruff, or Minocqua, and we will probably learn that by the end of this day or tomorrow, so that they can...
And the purpose to set the levy.
Correct. Did you get that, Gloria?
Yep, I got that.
Okay, is there a second?
There's a second.
Motion been made and seconded to set the date and time for November 19th at 10 a.m. at the Arborvita, Woodruff, or Minocqua Community Buildings for our annual budget hearing. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. We need a motion to adjourn at 1:23.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for calling in, Gloria.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Matt, can you put the stop button on the recording?
Yep.